This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Trail, broadcast number 491 for Friday, July 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice futures canola contracts are higher on Friday morning. The November canola contract is up $1.20 at $486.60 per ton. The January contract is also up $1.20 at $493.60 per ton. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady this morning at 74.61 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.67. There are gains in Malaysian palm oil, while Chicago soy oil is steady and European rapeseed is weaker. More rain is in the forecast today for the northern and eastern prairies, northern growing areas of Alberta, along with some pockets in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, are contending with excessive moisture, resulting in poor conditions. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola are nearly 473,000 tons for the week ending July 19th. Canola exports are more than 180,000 tons, and domestic usage is over 188,000 tons. Stats Canada says in its monthly report, Producer Deliveries of Major Grains, that total deliveries in June are almost 5.2 million tons. Canola deliveries are 1.8 million tons. The International Grain Council, in its monthly estimates, projects world corn production to be 1.16 billion tons and global soybean production at 365 million tons. The IGC pegs world wheat production at 762 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The August soybean contract is down 2.5 cents at $9.04 per bushel. August soy oil is virtually unchanged at 29.72 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down 80 cents at 289.60 per hundredweight. Corn futures are steady to higher Friday morning, with the September contract up a penny at 329 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with the September contract up a penny at 285 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger Friday morning. Chicago September is up 12 at 541. Kansas City September is up 11 at 452. And Minneapolis September is up 7 at 517. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 24th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.